with its mayor facing calls to resign from Governor Andrew Cuomo and other local officials, the city of Cohoes is facing more apparent gridlock. The Cohoes IDA is a board appointed by the Common Council. While its function is to foster economic development in the city, the panel is currently unable to function. The council had appointed 5 members to the IDA, but 2 resigned because they did not live in the city as required. A 3rd member resigned in protest over accusations of domestic violence leveled against Mayor Sean Morse in a series of Times Union articles. Common Council Vice President Bill Smith says with only 2 active members, projects cannot move forward.
Probably 2 or 3 that need to really get done by the end of the month, closings, I believe, that need to get done.
5th Ward Council Member Steve Napier says councilors needed to make at least 1 appointment.
So the council called for resumes. We reached out to the people who we know. Each of us reached out to people who we know within our wards. We put out notices on social media, et cetera, seeking qualified individuals, people who might come from a variety of backgrounds. You know, maybe they have a background as a business owner or as a CPA or what have you, something that might be beneficial to that board. When we got the resumes together, we went to a council meeting to review those resumes, and we decided to make 6 appointments. Those appointments, I believe, reflect a body that will be effective and be able to operate independently without undue influence by either the council or by the mayor.
Napier says the council will be bringing forward 6 resolutions in the next meeting to make the appointments. He adds that the mayor, who serves as the IDA's paid CEO, is less than thrilled with the list of prospects brought to him by Council President Chris Briggs.
The mayor took issue with it, and the City Corporation Council, basically the city attorney, agreed with the council president that it was the prerogative of the council to make these appointments. And when that happened, the mayor fired the corporation council because he made that judgment.
Mayor Morse did not return calls for comment.
Brian Kremer, who was the corporation council, was fired. He, as corporation council, also served as legal counsel to the common council. So we are currently without council, within the council, if you will.
Smith says Cohoes is moving forward despite negative press, including a report that Morse is the subject of a probe by the FBI.
The latest article that we're looking to oust the mayor as the CEO of the IDA is false. What we're only doing is looking to appoint members to the IDA, and those members have say over who is or who are not as the CEO. The council cannot oust the mayor as the CEO of the IDA. So what the TU printed was wrong and misleading.
Napier expects everything will get sorted out, possibly the next time the panel convenes, Tuesday evening. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.